Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the East City Ranch. There's quite a lot of things going on. We wanted to make this show for open lines. I know a lot of people are having some amazing experiences out there, and so you can call in those experiences. I want to talk a little bit about some of the things we've been experiencing. And let me give you those numbers right off. It's 888-815-9756. 503-327-7602. I'll give you those numbers again later on in the show, so grab a pencil if you need to, or a pen, or which reminds me of how NASA spent, I don't know how many million dollars, to create a pen that would write in space, and Russia said, we already did that, it's called a pencil. So pencils are fine, and anyway, a lot of things going on. We've had some huge energy shifts going on, and I just had a wonderful note passed to me about some of the things, and I think December 20th, we had Mars going retrograde, and I guess that means you deal with a lot of irritable or ornery people, which is definitely what we've been experiencing. And then you got Mercury retrograde, you know, right now, and then going retrograde. And then you've got, let me see what else we have here on the solstice. We had the sun was aligned with Pluto, bringing up all your deep, darkest stuff, you know, releasing all the old behaviors that represent powerlessness. So it's pretty interesting. If you're into astrology, and I know some people say we rule the planets and we're not really involved with any of this stuff, you know, it's basically, I kind of agree with you if you are conscious and if you are in creation mind, but most people are in reactionary mind, and so around you, you're going to experience all kinds of craziness. I know there's a lunar eclipse December 31st, and that means releasing the old, deleting people who, or activities that drain your energy, and then there's a huge solar eclipse on January 15th. So that's going to bring up a lot of changes as well. So it's going to be a crazy, crazy month, December and January. So it's if it hasn't gotten crazy enough already. And I know a lot of people have gone through, you know, the stresses of Christmas, the holidays, and being around your family and their friends and all your old relatives and how everybody tries to shove you back into the past, you know, that little box. You know, little Bobby or little Sue or whatever, you know, and they try to shove you back into that old program, that little box, which you've evolved probably light years beyond that by now. So it's a good time to, you know, just take a break from all this stuff and take a big, long, deep breath and just let all that go, let all that out of your system, and get back into your bliss, because you need to learn those immortal words, not mine. You know, so when people are doing their stuff or projecting all those energies on you, be aware of it. Try not to act it out. Try not to engage it. But I know these holidays, I think it's phenomenal when you have all of these energies coming forward, you know, especially when you have the sun aligning with Pluto, bringing up all your, you know, your deepest, darkest stuff, you know, that usually means there's going to be some big changes. And believe me, here at the ranch, we've been challenged that with that as well, nobody's immune to this. I mean, everybody's going to, you know, have to step up to the plate and face your beast and face your past. And I know myself, what was amazing is that things I thought that I'd forgotten about, that I had no memory of before, all of a sudden, all these old memories started popping up. And old relationships, old girlfriends, and it was just as if I was in it yesterday, or still in it. The clarity of the experience was so incredible. It just blew my mind, and I was just, you know, observing it, which is really what we need to master, is becoming the observer. And I was sitting back, and I'm just observing this energy as it passed through. And, you know, it was leaving some residual emotional energy as it passed through, and I was even watching that and breathing into it and connecting with my own God self and just saying, you know, I release, I let go, I let spirit, or I let God, whatever you want to say. And it's really important to do that, is not to react to these energies, not to, sometimes even if you can, thank that person for bringing up all that old stuff, that you don't need to carry around with you anymore. But it's not easy, and everybody needs to give everybody space, in this process, because, you're going to be at the, blunt end of the stick if you are in the middle of somebody's process and you're there to agitate them or push it forward. So just realize that, the whole world right now is processing. We're going through a huge shift. Everything is being pushed up, and, in the age-old wisdom of the Pleiades, they say, it's all about releasing the past, because the past is creating your tomorrows. So get back into the moment, get back into your love and your joy and your bliss. If you're not in your love and your joy and your bliss, that's all right too. Don't beat yourself up or feel guilty. But just realize this will pass. You're going through a process. Everybody on the planet's going through a process. And, you don't need to pull out your weapons right now. You can just watch the process and let it go. Although we do feel like that at times because it is an intense process. But really, it's time to just kind of release, let go, let spirit take it over, and just focus on that love and joy and bliss, and ask for, love feedings and power feedings and healings to get you through this process, because it is intense. Also, too, if you haven't gotten a hold of the books Reunion with Source or Becoming Gods, I strongly recommend them, not because I wrote them, but because there is a lot of help in those books. And there are techniques of healing unseen negative influences, how to clear thought forms, limiting mental concepts, other energies that are going to be affecting you, and learning how to sense what's yours and what's not, and how to clear these energies. In the big picture, it's all ours. It's we're all within the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness. But there are some people through free will that are choosing to, you might say, act out this lower form of consciousness and in some very smug and arrogant ways, you might say, as if they know and you don't, it's just very important right now to learn to love yourself, learn to set boundaries where it's necessary, and do it in love, and just choose not to participate in all the craziness that's going on right now. Walk away from it. Don't feed it. Let it starve. Let it pass away on its own. But that being said, we've noticed that there's a lot of people. We're having the UFO activity has, and it might just because it's been very, very cold outside. It's been getting down into the teens, the high teens right now, and it was a -4 a while back, just not too long ago. But we haven't been out that much. We've been taking short little walks out into the Field of Dreams there, where we usually have all the UFO activity. And, we're just seeing one high flyer pass by now and then, and not the low-flying power-ups with all the dazzle duty that we used to have. And I think a lot of that has to do with it just being this time of year. There's really hardly anybody going out there and spending time focusing, asking them to make themselves known, and it's just not happening. But on an inner level, we're feeling incredible connections. And so it's not as if they left. You're not just going to be seeing them with your physical eyes right now, because they are kind of taking a sabbatical. But I know around the country, I've been getting UFO reports around the world, and they're just seeing fleets and ships everywhere. And Mexico, Brazil, Peru, India, all of them are having, ships appear, and around the U.S. as well. So they haven't gone away, but I know here at the ranch, it's just gotten a little not as active right now, because they might be real busy taking care of everybody trying to get through Christmas. Who knows? I know there were some reports from NORAD that there was a bright red object coming in from the North Pole, but our space-based weapons and our ground weapons and everything else took care of it. So if you're wondering, you know, what happened to your Christmas present that never arrived, you might want to talk to NORAD. You know, it's time to turn off those machines. But just a little Christmas humor there. But anyway, you know, we really think about it. I think this is so ridiculous. Everybody keeps asking, why don't they just land and show themselves, you know? Land, you know, at the White House or whatever else. And you know, it's such a no-brainer. I mean, how hard is it to comprehend would you land someplace where they're going to shoot at you? You know, stop shooting at them and they'll land. It's that simple. You know, stop greeting them with aggression and fear and they might come out and say hi to you. You know, when you create a safe space for that to happen. So, you know, I keep seeing, I mean, I think it's great that all these disclosure projects are doing their thing out there and trying to get the government to finally come clean and tell us the truth, which would be a miracle, basically, because if they do tell us the truth, we all know what kind of truth we're going to be getting. But, there's just so much going on. We do have a caller. I'm going to take callers throughout the show here, so if anybody has something to say. And we've got, looks like Peter from Ontario on line two. Peter, are you with us?
I'm with you, James. How are you today?
Great. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I've been on before, but I couldn't hear you last time. I can hear you this time. So.
Oh, good.
Anyway, I have something kind of interesting. I've been following you for a lot of years, and I've done a transpersonal release, and I've, on your advice, I've gotten into Holosync, a meditation technique, and it, I think it's all paid off recently. On December 20th, funny you should mention December 20th, first off, I have to tell you, I'm 50 years old. I had a pretty good life, but I never understood. I had a couple of brothers who were 10 years older than me and would do funny little things like, I think they call it waterboarding now. They basically choked me out.
Kind of
tortured me as a little kid. Never thought much about it. And I got a call on December 20th saying that my father, who I thought was my father, was actually not my biological father. My biological father was somebody else, which just is an incredible revelation for me at 50 years old, but just explains so many things throughout my life. And thankfully, you know, I've been doing the Holosync thing. And, you know, a lot of personal work for about a year and a half. And I was able to, you know, rocket off an email to them just kind of explaining my position and their position and, you know, forgiving them and letting it go.
Great.
But what a shock but it's interesting you would say December 20th.
Yeah, it is interesting how everything did, you know, start really popping then, you know, all the, everything hidden, all the deepest, darkest secrets, everything just came right to the surface.
So that's it. And I mean, I've had, as a child, I mean, I had severe facial tics, which is a sign of, you know, extreme stress. As a teenager, depression, and as an adult, night terrors for most of my life, which have gone away over the past few years. But it's interesting that it would go right back to my birth, dig up those things. And, it was a bit of a job scraping it off my shoe and releasing it. Probably took about 5 days. But I think for the most part, it's done.
Great.
But I'd like to just thank you for your help. You've been great.
Oh, you're welcome.
You may not realize how far the reach of what you do goes, but it goes a long ways.
Oh, you know, it's good to hear, you know, especially when you get the mud thrown at you as well, you know, sometimes. You know, people, rather than face their pain or their beast or whatever, you know, will shift into that blame and projection mode. And you know, I've learned a long time ago to not, you know, take it personal. And I think that's what's so important to teach other people, that, you know, we have to depersonalize this program we're in down here and learn to be an observer and watch it and not be afraid to feel these things like you experience, not be afraid to feel them when they come up and move through them.
Well, it's an easy thing to say. It's a difficult thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
But you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. Like, I think I'm much obviously much further along this path than most people, and I think I'm just a beginner at this stuff. But it was a large chunk of forgiveness.
Yeah, great.
It's good, but it's, you know, I mean, hopefully they haven't gotten back to me. I just basically, I really don't feel like talking to anybody right now.
Yeah, it might be a good idea.
Yeah, but I mean, so they're, you know, they'll be spinning out with their baggage at this point.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just interesting and very relevant what you just said at the top of the show. So anyway, I just thought I'd call in and thank you.
Oh, thanks for calling in.
Well, and, thank you for listening.
Keep up the good work.
Well, I'll try. You have a good evening.
All right, bye-bye. You too. All right, great call. Hope we have some other callers. I should give the numbers out again. Let me give you those numbers. It's 888-815-9756. And that's the toll-free number. Again, it's 888-815-9756. We also have another number, 503-327-7602. That's the direct line. We've got a lot of, looks like we have a few lines coming in, but we will see. Oh, we're getting a nice Merry Christmas greeting. That's great. But, yeah, I hope everybody did have a Merry Christmas, and I hope you didn't have trouble with that little humor about the Santa Claus coming in from the North Pole in NORAD. But, you know, it's you really think about that. You know, it wouldn't be hard if, you know, what's the difference between Santa Claus and a very spiritually and technologically advanced being coming in, you know, to share their gifts with us. You know, why don't we treat them the same as Santa? Something to ponder. But anyway, there's just so much going on right now with these energies coming in. Especially what really hit home to me with our last caller, especially with what Peter was saying, is that this Pluto energy with the sun, aligned with the sun, that, you know, came in on the 20th. I mean, that hitting right before Christmas and with all of the families coming together, what a setup, you know, what a golden opportunity to really look at your past and heal the past and release your past. I mean, usually your relatives are the ones involved in all that, and it's almost like perfect timing in a way. We talked a little bit about in some of our last shows. I'm going to get Michal Ledwith back on, and he's got some amazing information. I was hoping to get him before Christmas, but we got just really bogged down here with other projects. But we'll probably have him on the show, and he has some amazing information about Jesus. And one of the most fascinating things I thought was that they were on their way to register for the census when Jesus was born. And they do take that census very early. You know, they take that in spring. And so, because they don't, you know, it's tough. You're traveling around the desert at night, you know, in the middle of winter. And the deserts get really cold. Trust me, I was raised in the desert. And there's just all kinds of things, discrepancies there, where they've kind of inserted Jesus into December 25th. The trees had fruit on them and flowering and everything else. So, but it's good to stick to the message, you know, about being kind to each other and sharing and things like that. I think it's a great message. I'm going to pick up Mike Hutchison from California. I think he's on line one. Mike, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, James.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah. I also had a transpersonal, you know, session with you, and I did get some benefits from that. Thank you.
Great.
And I was wondering if you feel like, you know, I'm a fan of Matthew messages.
Yeah.
You know, Matthew.
Uh-huh.
And they, along with some other people, you know, are really saying that we're really close to disclosure. That last email said that they were going to, they expected by January 20th, I think. And I was just wondering what your personal feeling is. Like, do you feel it's imminent, you know, kind of mass disclosure, either
yeah.
from the sky's government?
Well, the way I feel about it is I love Matthew's work. It's always great. And I used to write these emails out about the shifts in energy and what's going on. And I'd write this whole email out, and then I'd get Matthew's message, and it was almost verbatim, talking
yeah.
about certain events. And I was blown away at how. And we had Susie Ward come and speak here at the ranch, and she was great. I mean, everybody loved her.
Oh, good, yeah.
But, yeah, I think he's got some great messages. Personally, I am starting not to be cynical, but I'm starting to where things are going, I think the real disclosure is going to come from the skies. It's going to be pushed from the skies, and it's going to happen that way. And I'm really hoping that enough people wake up and realize that this isn't something to be feared. It's not something to be worshipped either. And, you know, it's just part of our evolutionary process, you know, as a species and a planet that, you know, it's time to reconnect with our ancestors. But I know that the last event, as soon as I heard government insiders, and I know Wilcox and a lot of other people issued these dates, I think, wasn't it November 27th or something? When was that?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
26th. You know, whenever I hear that, government insiders, I just go, ugh. You know, it's like, because they, these people, all the time, that's how they spread disinformation, and they tell you, we have the inside knowledge. And I know Linda Moulton Howe got caught up in that with the with some human mutilations, like cattle mutilations, but human ones, and she got all this inside information. Then she found out that there was no evidence supporting that. There was nothing to corroborate it. And
spreading
she,
fear,
you know,
maybe, huh?
Yeah, and tracked it down. And so she said that that turned out to be, you know, a total farce. So there's some real hard lessons in inside information. And I also know, too, is that the insiders are not connected to the higher beings because they haven't risen to the occasion.
Right.
And they don't even know who these beings are. So
so
I don't know. Whenever I hear that, I just kind of... Now, I haven't looked at it. I know that disclosure is happening all around the world right now to people that are doing their homework, that are releasing the past, and they're meditating, and they're asking for to connect and asking for help in their own awakening and healing process. So it's happening around the world. The people that are being that are connecting in, that are being assisted and being contacted, is just it's phenomenal. So
and then what about a okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right, go ahead. Well, I'm just to put a date on it and the type of disclosure. I'm very leery about that because they've been pushing very, very hard on a negative agenda and bringing it all, you know, pushing the fear factor and terror, and they're here to slice and dice and control us, and that's just not what's happening, and they're very much pushing that message right now. So, you know, if they do disclose, what kind of disclosure? What are they going to say? You know, are these beings benevolent? Right. Are these beings here to torture and eat us? You know, what are they going to say? And that's what I'm really concerned about.
Right. And then the ascension idea, that you've been so far out to me, but now I'm starting to feel like it's becoming more real and it's becoming a little tangible and believable. And that, you know, what do you think about this idea of that the Earth and the humans on it, or many of them, will rise to like a fifth dimension, like, you know, like a higher plane where the dark, you know, or the... you know, lower dimensional beings can't really bother you anymore.
Yeah, I think that's already happening, basically. And it's happening up here at the ranch because we're having people actually that are doing the Kundalini practices and the meditations here and the self-mastery classes. People are actually disappearing and reappearing, and they're going in between worlds back and forth. And I've been doing it for quite some time, and I know quite a few other people, and we have this on film. We have photographs of people just vanishing, or their gold body coming and surrounding them, and you can see them. They're more of a wave than they are a physical body.
Nice.
So I think that's happening as well right now, and it all depends on, you know, if you're doing your homework. You know, are you really going in this direction, or are you still just completely plugged into, you know, material and social consciousness, you might say?
Is the fifth dimensional, when you go into that world, is that like characterized by a lot of love and like in connection between each other? And
it is. It's definitely the fifth dimension. When you get in there, you have to have that love and joy and bliss. And it's actually Christ consciousness is the fifth dimension. It's where God knows himself to be man or woman, and man and woman know themselves to be God. It's the union of the two. And to rise up to that level. That's why a lot of these low-level ETs are very upset right now, because the whole planet is moving into a higher frequency, and without emotions, you can't go there. You know, you're stuck in the third or the fourth dimension. You can't get into these higher dimensions without love and joy and bliss, an evolved emotional body. So that is why a lot of the scrambling right now, you know, with the hybrids and all the other stuff that's going on, that's what that's all about.
Oh, thank you. That's nice.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Oh, thanks for calling.
You.
Great. It looks like, it's not Sir. I think we've got a couple people on, I'm not sure if we lost Mike. I think we have a Mike Hutchison on line one. No, we've got him. Actually, Michael from Portland, line two, maybe. Nope. They fell off the line. Now we've got Mike back again. Mike, are you with us? Hello, Mike.
Yeah, this is, are you there, James?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Michael from Portland. I'm on line three, so.
Oh, okay, great.
No problem. But, I've been listening to your show for about 6 months, and originally from Austin, Texas, and finally got my butt up to Portland, so I'm close by to Mount Adams, and just wanted to share a story with you. I hadn't seen a UFO in about 18 years, and on my way up to Portland, stopped off in Tucson to visit my brother, and we decided to run down to stay down in Mexico for a weekend, and we had a massive UFO sighting going down there, and you know, it was at the time when we saw it, I was thinking about, you know, it was like I'm on a vacation and I'm thinking about, you know, my trip up to the Portland area, and I'm thinking about, can't wait to get up to Mount Adams and make contact with the ETs, and making that, just, you know, having that intention that I was going to be there, you know, in a few weeks. At the time I was in Arizona, you know, I think somehow I made some telepathic connection, and we just had a massive sighting just right there and then going down this
awesome.
Highway right alongside the University of Arizona Kitt Peak Observatory, where the Vatican has a big observatory as well. And we had a constant sighting driving down this highway. It must have been going on for about an hour, this series of golden orbs in the sky, you know, showing itself in different patterns, and, you know, once a pyramid, you know, a three-orb pyramid, and, you know, we're going down the highway, and it's kind of there, moving ahead of us, you know, trekking along, and, you know, different stages of altitude, and you know, it was that telepathic connection that I think, you know, I've heard, you know, you and others talk about, you
mm-hmm.
know, if you're aware, show yourself so I know that that you are aware of me, and I know that I'm aware of you, and, you know, it was very, validating to know that, you know, I can make contact on my own, and I don't need to wait for the government to disclose extraterrestrial presence for me. And like I said, I've been following your work for a while, and it got me re-inspired to look up into the skies again. And lo and behold, as soon as I, you know, got my life on track looking for it, I've been seeing them again. And now I'm up in Portland. I've been out to Mount Adams to kind of do some sky watching, and it was too cold, and, you know, I didn't go down to the ranch or anything. I just kind of went out there on my own, and I figured things would pick back up around maybe March or something. So can't wait to get out there in the spring when things warm up, and look forward to listening to the show. So thanks
well,
for
what
the work
you do. What did it feel like when you had that experience? Did you feel like a communication going on or an energetic transfer?
You know, like I said, it was more of like I'm in Arizona and I'm thinking about Mount Adams.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's in my mind, is making contact. And I had a very deep concentration of it. And then, boom, you know, all of a sudden they were there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't have to be up in Washington State. It was right there down in the Arizona border, which I'd seen them before about 20 years ago or 18 years ago when I was a kid living in Arizona. You know, it was just, it was, it, I wouldn't say it was a very intense experience, like from an energetic exchange.
Mm-hmm.
It was just pretty damn inspiring, is what it was.
Oh, good.
And
I know
really
some people,
really
especially
inspiring.
Women, are more sensitive, and when they see these ships, they just their heart opens up and they get all blissed out, and they have a totally different experience than a lot of men.
Well, you know, I'm no longer living with my head in the sand, and you know, I don't know. I know that I've got a lot of clearing to do, and I'm looking forward to doing some of the Kundalini work. I do my own meditation practice, and I'm just looking forward to getting plugged into the community here up in the Northwest, and you know, I'm looking forward to 2010. I think it's going to be an out of this world year. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm living in the moment. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. There's so much. There's just so much going on and going to be going on, and I'm just seeing real clearly that 2010, it's already kicked off, you know, right now, but it's just going to get exponential, and we're going to see change like we've never seen before.
Yeah, I'm strapped in. I'm ready to do the work. I'm not living from the standpoint of, okay, make it happen, you know, do it to me, you know, like, hit me with the light beam, you know, or whatever. It's like, I'm looking forward to doing my clearing work and being a kid again and just exploring and being a wide-eyed child. I know it's going to be, you know, like I said, I can't wait to get down to the ranch when things warm up and getting around all these other people and having that mass consciousness gathered, and just welcoming, you know, our friends and intending it. And having our own disclosure, not waiting for the government to do it, because I'm with you. I agree. There are a lot of good people out there, doing a lot of good work trying to get the disclosure, through the Obama administration to take, some risk and make some statement, but I just don't see it, and I don't, honestly, frankly, I don't need it. You know, I know that it's going to happen. We're going to dictate it on our terms. And it's not going to be the other way around. So,
but yeah, I think that is the main thing is we don't need it. It's already going on, and I'm glad that you've come to this conclusion because so many people are waiting for the government to tell them it's okay to believe in UFOs or it's okay to go out and do your own research or it's okay to have an experience. And why do we have to do that? I mean, why? And it's crazy because everybody's waiting for contact to happen. And I said, my God, it's been going on here for like, 13, 14 years now, steadily. And the ships are powering up over people's head. They're interacting with people. They're coming right when we say they are and where. Cameras rolling like Paranormal State and Fox News. Everybody was here. We told them exactly where the ships were, you know, and they got their own footage. And although Paranormal State did a good job, Fox News seems to keep putting out the ambiguous stuff when we gave them just, you know, undeniable evidence that they're here. You know, but it's just what I'm seeing is like, why do we need to even wait for this? It's already happening. It's been going on. And, you know, whoever really wants to experience this can. You don't have to wait for the government to tell you it's okay. Just get off your butt and go out and start watching the skies. Get yourself some night vision goggles or just pay attention to the energy shifts going on and feelings within your own body and you're going to start having all kinds of things happen.
Well, yeah, it's hearing about all of these things going on a global level. It's, you know, we don't have to worry about our little neck of the woods because it's just happening, globally and global alignment. And they know what they're doing, and I don't have to worry about my little neck of the woods. And one thing I do know is that they are setting us up in a positive way for a disclosure of some kind.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I could say anything to anybody who's listening, pay attention to your dreams, because I've been having some crazy, very intense, visceral dreams.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there's a lot going on in the dream state. To bridge between, you know, these gaps of our daily experience. And you know, for me, my dreams are an insight to what's going on with me spiritually. But you said it earlier at the top of the show, is not to worship these beings and not to fear them either, but to know that they're our ancestors and we're all part of one big family and we're all part of the same genetic makeup and the same universal light energy. And that's the bottom line, and the evolution will take care of itself. And all the disinformation and all the stuff going on with the chemtrails and the financial collapse is all designed to keep us dissociated and separate. And now's the time to go within and to tap in, because it's going to happen, and you can either participate in it and live in the beauty and the joy of it, or you know you can sit in front of the TV. But if you're out there and you're you know you're hopeful for something to take place, you know it's a question of just getting into your body and getting into your breath and getting around other people that are looking to the sky and find friends and keep that childlike essence of you looking to the heavens, and I don't know what's going to happen, but I know what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be down at the ranch, and I'm going to be looking to the sky, and you know we'll see.
Great. Hey, well, thanks so much for calling.
Thanks, James. Take care now.
All right, take care.
All right, bye.
It looks like we've got Kent, I believe, in Portland, Oregon, on line two. Hopefully, Kent's still with us. Kent, are you there? Oh, we lost Kent. Oh, well. Looks like we've got a little time in between callers right now. I think Kent got a little tired and hung up. Anyway, getting back to that shift, it's amazing how many people are going through a huge transition right now. And, you know, and having to face that beast, you know, that beast within us. You know, we had some things happen here, and some of the people here really had a major challenge on their deepest core level. And, you know, it's nice to have people around you supporting you that'll help get you through that and help you depersonalize it and realize, you know, it's not you. But, you know, we all have that little girl or that little boy inside of us that just couldn't quite figure things out, and now that we're an adult, it's very obvious, but we still have that little kid trying to figure things out inside of us. And, you know, and hopefully we can pull up that kid and with our adult self now and depersonalize these events and heal these events and move beyond them. Because with these new energies coming in, you know, like Lisa Renee said on the last show, she was talking about that. She just said, you know, I feel really sorry for the people that have not done their homework and the people that are still experiencing, you know, the old paradigm and trying to hang on to the old mindset, and especially a lot of people that are taking the psychotropics and the drugs and thinking that little white pill is going to take care of everything. You know, it's very, very sad what's happening there, because, you know, and I've seen this over and over again, as soon as people get off these drugs, everything that they suppress hits them like a freight train. And, you know, and a lot of times whenever you hear of a multiple shooting where somebody goes ballistic and starts shooting their family or whatever, the police go right to the medicine cabinet, open it up, and they're looking for the psychotropics, you know, or the Prozac and all the other stuff out there, because it always seems to go along with it. But, you know, we just need to, you know, really do our homework. And the people that haven't gotten on the bandwagon and to clean up their stuff is you know, are really in for a rude awakening. We have to get on with it. It looks like we've got Kent back from Oregon on line three. Kent, are you with us? Hello, Kent.
You got me.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
There we go. Yeah, they announced me, and beep, 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 and I was gone.
Oh, yeah. You must have something important to say.
Well, I came up about 2 years ago up to the ranch.
Uh-huh.
And been with a buddy that been down to Arizona with, what was it, Stephen Greer?
Uh-huh.
And I was always very interested, but came up one night in the summertime, and you pointed out several things to our group, and fire-ups, and things moving around,
mm-hmm.
and I came up to the conference last summer.
Oh, great.
And that was a kick in the pants, Leighton.
Uh-huh.
Meeting Lisa Renee.
Yeah.
And I took all your self-mastery classes this summer.
Oh,
and
great.
Yeah, it's really opened the doors.
Oh, good. Yeah. Were you out in the field when Lisa Renee and Renato Longato and we were all standing in the field with those four ships came in and powered up?
I went home that afternoon.
Oh, no, but, you missed that.
Well, I'm connected with Sacred Ascensions, John Polk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was up there when he was around. And
yeah.
Yeah, I'm the, put it this way, I'm the wood chopping guy in the
picture. Yeah, okay. Hey, we've got a job for you. We had 9 trees come down in this storm. And took out our power lines twice. And we have a nice little glass patch where the power lines went down and actually burn through the snow and turn the sand to glass. It's amazing, but we've been out there limbing and cutting, and we've got 9 big trees we need to clean up and buck up and turn them into siding so we can build some yurts and things. So if you ever get bored...
Oh, you're doing it now then.
Well, we're probably going to have to quit here pretty quick because we have an ice storm coming in tonight, followed by snow. So that's going to be putting into our wood chopping, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I devoured your first 2 books, Reunion with Source, and I'm on the third one. And, boy, it's besides the first 2 hitting me, God's Becoming Gods 2,
mm-hmm.
That is really hitting dead center.
Oh, great.
On an awful lot of situations.
You know, that was written in 1982.
Yeah. Ooh,
isn't that a shocker? It's like, it's totally unfolding right now, all the stuff in there, but it was written all the way back in 82. You know, kind of warning people about what was getting ready to unfold here.
Well, that's what the first 2 people said about dreams. I have had very livid dreams and a few heavy meditations
mm-hmm.
where, well, basically last night I woke up with issues from my past also. And boy,
yeah.
I woke up flat, ticked.
Oh, yeah.
And I went, they don't matter. They don't matter. Let them go. Let them go.
Yeah.
I didn't embrace them like I should have.
Yeah.
But let them go. They don't matter. They don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So from learning to do your techniques of removing the entities, spinning
mm-hmm.
my chakras, doing the manifestation and guidance prayers, whoa, outrageous.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad everything's working for you. Yeah, we'll probably get after those trees this spring, so if you want to come on up, I think everything will be thought out, and we'll be after it. It was great talking to you, and hey, stay in touch with us.
I will.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much, James.
All right, take care.
Thank
you. Looks like we've got Jana on line 3. Jana, are you with us?
James,
hopefully we can get line 3 opened up. Jana from Canada.
That is myself. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, James.
Hey, how you
Hello,
doing?
BDS listeners. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Very well. I just
Good.
Wanted to call in and kind of be in the role of people that are calling in with their experiences. And as you know, I mean, I spent quite a bit of time at the ranch, which was absolutely an opening experience. But I've come up here to the Great White North, and like you were talking about, experiencing lots of things with the family, and just sort of the frequency that some of us are carrying, and how some people can almost find that threatening in a way, and very much the self-mastery practices have come into great use. And also just the actual physical symptoms of the energy coming down, whether it's coming from the galactic center or beyond, just channeling this energy down through my body and out of my heart center has been absolutely phenomenal this month. And I just wanted to share that with other women and other listeners if they are experiencing that as well.
Yeah, I know a lot of people, and I'm sure you're not alone, that have had extreme challenges on learning to stand in their self-authority and their truth and you know, not letting other people, you know, deem them crazy or shake them out or throw their programs at you.
Oh, it's wonderful. And I think that this season and the change of seasons is a great opportunity to practice those things. And
Yeah,
we do need to set boundaries. And I always picture like a crow feather. There's something about a crow feather that it's like I imagine holding it up and I kind of go, you know, surround with the gold light, but hold that crow feather up. And there's something about that that's really comforting. But yeah, it's just been everything they were talking about, the dates and all that, is just very accurate. And it's just very much increased as far as the energy that's coming in. And I'm definitely feeling that. And that's just something that I wanted to share.
Yeah. Hey, well, thanks. It's great to hear your voice and hope to see you here
soon.
Absolutely.
Yeah, totally. And I wanted to send my love to all those trees that went down there.
Okay. You know, they're looking great, by the way. I just went out and looked at today, and they're all looking great, and they're getting ready to just blast off this spring.
Okay, nice.
The deer have left them alone.
Well, we did have to talk to them a bit, but yes. Okay, wonderful.
All righty. Hey, well, you take care. Stay warm.
You too, James.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Looks like I think we've got Tim on line one. Let's see if we can get Tim up.
How you doing, James?
Good. How you doing, Tim?
Oh, pretty good. Not sure why I called tonight, but I had the feeling I was supposed to stay up and call you.
Uh-huh.
I've been having feelings about something happening before March. I got up the other morning and not sure what was going on, but I kept on hearing in my head that it was going to happen before March, towards the end of February.
Yeah, do you have any idea? I know, you know, March has always been a time of huge changes. You know, even, you know, Caesar said, beware of the Ides of March.
Mm-hmm.
And so... do you think it might be something with the economy or something with Earth changes, or do you have any idea?
The off-world beings.
Oh, the off-world beings coming in.
Because later on that day, I realized that I had been dreaming about them that night, and then woke up in the morning with that it was going to happen. And later that day, I got an email from a friend that asked me when I thought they would be coming in.
Yeah,
and it was just kind of a coincidence of what was going on and what's been happening. And tonight, History Channel had a show on with Gary, the couple of the astronauts, bringing in people that was really good promoting it. It's positive. They could have done things a long time ago if they wanted to. And I looked on there for when it was ran before, when it aired before, and it never had.
Oh, nice. So they're putting a positive spin out there.
Yeah. For a change, it was nice, yes.
I noticed people that are really in the know, like, you know, Robert Dean and people like that that have been involved with these and had their own contacts and have seen the ships and were also involved in, you know, some of the very high-level, top-secret things, is when you ask them straight up, and he's been very vocal about it, he says, you know, he goes... some of these beings, you couldn't tell the difference between them and Jesus. You know, he said that he wouldn't be surprised if he's not one of them. And they're extremely advanced, very, very spiritual, very, very loving. And he said the way we're behaving concerning this situation is just abominable. You know, so the ones in the know what's going on, and you know, and there definitely isn't. They do threaten the oil companies and the war on disease profiteers. They are definitely a threat to them because they want to continue business as usual. But in the oil industry and everything. But you know, it's crazy. They pretty much represent universal peace and abundant energy for all of our transportation needs. They've conquered disease. They're so far advanced and beyond us that, rather than shooting at them, maybe we should start asking them how we can turn this planet around.
Yeah. Well, the people that they interviewed on the street, the majority of them were also positive about it.
Oh, great. Because there has been a huge movement to demonize them and make them into, dark and foreboding beings.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't make sense.
No, they didn't really seem to be pushing that agenda through the whole thing. For a change, it was more positive, and they've been here for a hell of a long time, and nothing's happened. So why do we think something's going to happen now?
You find cave paintings going back over 7,000 years old with undeniable UFOs in them.
Yeah.
If they haven't turned us into human pilaf by now, you would think. Or they wait until there's 9 billion of us or something? Is there some kind of a number they're waiting for? Or maybe that's just not their program.
Well, we could be their amusement also.
Yeah.
They could be setting up their clavin' their asses off at us.
Yeah, we are pretty amusing.
Yeah, they haven't wised up yet. They've done this how many times?
We're the only species that kills its own and totally destroys the very platform for life that supports us. So, and then we think they may be barbaric and I was asked somebody, they said, oh, they're coming to Earth, they're going to take us over, and they're going to destroy our planet and enslave us. And I said, you're already enslaved and you're already destroying the planet. There's nowhere to go but up. What are you talking about? So it's kind of interesting, that thought process.
Yes.
But anyway, I'll note that, and actually I'm going to do some work and go within and see if I can get a date on when they think their disclosure is going to happen. But I know the closer we get into these major earth changes and things like that, they are going to have to be very present to help mitigate some of these things. So it is going to be undeniable. We won't be able to miss, them zipping around in the heavens.
Well, I watch the skies down here in Phoenix, and I've seen them quite a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Flying overhead, and I've pointed it out to people, and some of them, they're in such fear. I don't see how they can survive living that way, but they're afraid of everything, and they can see something right in front of them and deny it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was this or that was that. Well, wait a minute. You saw it. You weren't saying that then. Yeah, but I had time to think about it.
Very, very famous people in the UFO community come here and have one right in front of their face, and the thing will make a right angle turn and light up the whole field and take off. And you talk to them the next day, and all of a sudden they go, "What are you talking about? They didn't see it, even though you had multiple witnesses."
Mm-hmm.
And it's just blown me away. And I don't know if they're under some kind of mind control, or they just couldn't handle it after they slept, or they have a whole different agenda altogether. But it just blew me away. I said, "What are you talking about? You didn't see it. There's multiple witnesses. We all saw it." And I asked the other people, and they verified it. And I asked them what they saw, and they told them the story. And he goes, "Oh, I didn't see that at all." And they were telling them, "Hey, you were screaming and hollering out there. What are you talking about?" When it came over.
Yeah.
But it is amazing the depth of denial.
Yes. And Terry and I will probably be back up this summer. We've made it past 2 years.
Oh, great.
Want to do the clearing.
All right. Sounds great. Well, looking forward to seeing you up here.
Okay. You have a great one, James.
All right.
Good night.
Have a great evening.
Bye.
It looks like we're running close to the end of the hour. We won't be able to take any callers. We've just got 1 minute left. There is... The one thing I'd like to add is it's never too late to have a Merry Christmas or a Happy Childhood. And, why not just go out and have fun from now on out? Just release the past, let it go. Stop looking for any outer acceptance or approval or love outside of yourself, and just be love and be accepted and be approval. And, and just prove it yourself and go within where that pure, unconditional love and joy and bliss resides, because that's about the only place you're going to get it, because it's not really happening on this level. But, you know, with these up and down roller coaster energies and processes going on. But anyway, we can only do the best we can, so tune in next week to As You Wish Talk Radio. We'll be broadcasting again live from the ranch, and have a great evening. Good night.